Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton juggles the ball. That's an error on Horton. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan fires over to first and Horton drops the ball. That's an error on Horton. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hinton throws the ball into Fuller, who tags Hansen, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw fields the ball and throws to Carlos covering. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Buford steals second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlos hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton bunts towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheinblum moves to second. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0 for 2 in the game. Carlos strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May pinch hits for Stan Williams. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is walked intentionally. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Ken Berry. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.